This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Carrington York. President Trump's threat of massive tariffs sent some buyers scrambling to stock up on goods before prices spiked. While those tariffs have been paused for 90 days on most countries, they're still scheduled to go into effect for China, with the president, as you heard on the CBS Hourly News, clarifying today that the 125% tariff he's imposing is on top of an earlier 20% hike. Carrington, you've been talking to both businesses and consumers. What are they stocking up on?
Consumers are really looking to electronics as one of the go-to purchases. People are stocking up on things like iPhones. They're making sure to go ahead and pull the trigger on those purchases that they've been contemplating for the last few months. Folks are also stocking up on hygiene products, deodorants, body washes, as they try to get ahead of some of those tariffs, and their favorite foods from overseas. So capers from Italy, olive oil, things that they plan to be using throughout the year.
I understand the iPhone rush, but the whole notion of having a pantry full of capers?
Yeah, well, you know, people are serious about their Italian food, and people, it's really hard to get people to change their tastes. So whatever they really like to eat, those are the things that they plan to stock up on, and capers are one of them. Olive oil as well. I mean, it is a staple in my cabinet, so I've even considered it myself.
You know, here in the Bay Area, we have Napa Valley, and Napa Valley makes olive oil. In fact, there's a lot of olive oil that's made in the Bay Area. So, you know, it's not like you can't get stuff domestically.
Yeah, you still can. I think people are really just trying to avoid the possibility of prices being way too expensive for them. I know people are still kind of spooked by that, the rush in the supply chain issues that we had during COVID. So some of people are trying to get ahead of that and pushing forward either way, despite what tariffs could come in the future. They're just trying to get ahead.
Sometimes making a decision on a new iPhone, whether or not you need to upgrade or getting a new laptop, that is something that you kind of mull over for a little while. Do you feel like people are trying or are accelerating those decisions? Not making a snap decision, but you know, somebody lit a fire under them.
Absolutely. People are finally going for the big purchases that they've been putting off for a while so that they can save money in the long run. So for an individual who's been in the market to buy a car for a while, they're going for it now before the retail price increases dramatically.
Well, I just wonder, you know, the tariffs were paused for Europe. So do you think that this panic buying for, like you said, those pantry things like capers and olive oil will die down until we get closer to the 90-day?
Right now, I think the folks that have some extra discretionary cash will still take advantage of the opportunity to stock up. Given the unpredictability of President Donald Trump's tariff plans, others are in a wait and see kind of mode and maybe saving that cash for more essential purchases, groceries, things that are more immediately needed. And, you know, with the price of eggs still up, securing groceries is also top of mind.
Thanks very much. That is Bloomberg's Carrington York. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.